Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi, and on today's show, you will meet an entertainer that hit the jackpot when Donald Trump decided to run for president. His name is John DiDomenico, and he's done his impersonation of Trump for Conan O'Brien, Fox, CNN. In fact, he's been all over the media. And John's a very talented comic who does more than just pretend to be the president. You'll meet him today. Later on the show, you know the Raiders are coming to Vegas, but did you know their headquarters will be located in nearby Henderson, Nevada? Sandy Lopez of the Las Vegas Review-Journal will give you all the details. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, will tell us all about the first Vegas strip show that is presented entirely in Spanish. Is this a trend? Scott will fill us in. If you've ever seen Wayne Gretzky play ice hockey or got to see Sinatra before he passed sing, you know what it's like to see the best. Well, now, or hear the best. And now you're going to hear the best, the absolute best, Donald Trump impersonator. A lot of people do it. This guy is by far the best. His name is John DiDomenico, and he's been on all the shows, Conan, Fox. He's been on A&E, CNN, The View. John, were you excited when Trump actually won? Not because of what you think politically, but by the fact that you knew, like, oh my gosh, I've got at least 4 years of doing this.
I was actually more excited when he officially announced to run on June 15th. That was more important than the actual win.
Yeah, I imagine it must have been exciting seeing him come down those escalators and go, oh my gosh, as long as he drags us out, I could have a blast with him.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and on the run-up, he was not that he's changed dramatically, but he was like an animal let out of the cage. It was like, all right, let's do it. We're going to do it my way. It's going to be tremendous, tremendous, I have to tell you.
Yeah,
first speech, he kind of set up this amazing comedic warehouse of material that I still mine, you know, every day when I'm writing my scripts. Like, you know, he's got so many great little touch points. But on the run up, you know, all the way through the summer of 2015, when things started really taking off, to when like Conan first reached out to me and Fox News reached out to me and the Trump cast reached out to me, all these things started like happening as we went into the fall, and it was really, really exciting. And to have that second part of all of 2015 and then all of 2016 up to the election, it was incredible. It was really incredible.
Now, have you had a hard time with any of your friends? Because he's such a polarizing figure. Either people love him or hate him.
Absolutely. I've had friends reach out to me, this is pretty much after the election, who said, listen, you know I love you. And he's a very close friend. He said, I love you, but I cannot take any more Trump. They had it with Trump. So they said, I'm going to unfollow you. If anything important happens, so, you know, he's a divisive figure. He always has been. You know, back, I was always a big fan of his, back in the early 80s, and I actually worked for him in the late 89, 90, but in the 80s, I just thought he was a fascinating character, because one of the things you cannot deny about Trump is the fact that his timing is just impeccable, and he came along at a time when a lot of the great American businessmen had started to fall away, the Astors and the Carnegies and the Rockefellers. There was really no American iconic businessman at the time, and he stepped up and said, I'm the iconic American businessman. And he released Art of the Dealer in 87, and his timing was perfect. There really was a void at that time, the same way he was during the presidential election. There was a void. He filled it. He's very good at that.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, I'm thinking about it as you were talking. I think outside of Lee Iacocca, you're right. Once Lee, you know, kind of faded a little bit, he kind of stepped into that. And so this has been a guy you've been looking at well before he even got into the world of politics.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, because I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I wanted to be an actor since I was like 5 years old. So there was this guy 90 minutes away who was a big part of New York. I wanted to be part of New York. I wanted to be on Broadway. I wanted to be an actor. So he was one of those things that kind of emerged. There's so many great American business stories, and it's a weird kind of a mix to be an actor who likes business, but I always have. It kind of worked out with Trump. It all merged together.
Well, he's a perfect Las Vegas character in the sense that if you think of Las Vegas, they got no problem. They make a mistake, they just tear it down and build up a new one, and that sort of kind of fits his personality, right? If he gets in trouble with something, he just attacks back and moves on to the next thing.
Yeah, and even for New York, he's an outsized character. He is very Vegas. He's very glitzy. He's very show. If you saw the opening of his building, not his casinos, just his buildings, are big, 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 big events, where most people, when they open a building, are like, hey, our building's opening. It's a big production, and he's really aware of that. He's a great, great showman in that respect. So everything's got to be bigger and better and more tremendous than the last time, because, you know, that's what people remember, the tremendousness.
Well, first of all, people need to go to YouTube to see your stuff there, John DiDomenico. Also, your website, johnnyd.net. It's got a really fascinating look at you. I mean, you've got an interesting background. You deal with a lot of corporate gigs and so forth. I would imagine people, and also, which I found really interesting as I was going through some of your stuff, you you were just saying you like business. You do some research. You don't just go do something, right? When you're going to go speak to the pharmaceutical companies, for example, you know a little about pharmaceuticals going into it.
Oh, yeah, and to give you a perfect example, I did a lot of pharma for a lot of years because I love learning. I'm very curious, and, you know, when you do a comedy club, your audience is coming in. You really have no idea who those people are. You know what I mean? You know they like comedy and they want to be entertained that night. But when you have a corporate audience and you have the opportunity to learn what they know and to write your material so specifically that it really resonates them and it's truly memorable, that to me is what a great opportunity. So if I can find out about, you know, what the company makes and the company culture and the company history and all those other things that they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, I can customize that material, that comedy, so they walk out of there and go like, wow, that guy really put time in, because that's what they're gonna remember. It's great when a named comedian comes in and does his act, but if I can write the material specifically to them, that means a lot. That means means much more to that audience. And then one of the big things that I do is content. I bring in a lot of content, and so they're getting content, they're getting comedy. It's all customized, and that's what I like to do. I like to create that package for them. And a lot of meetings, I'll do multiple characters. I might do 3 to 5 characters. Mm-hmm. I'll be Trump. I'll be Austin Powers. I'll be Dr. Phil. You know, and I'll close the show with a big award thing as Jay Leno.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Now, let's do a little bit of that, because I was going through the list.
Yeah,
you've got a ton of people. So start out with Leno, and then I have a particular industry in mind, but go ahead, talk about, do kind of a little bit of Jay Leno.
The thing I like about Jay Leno is, because he's got a little speech impediment when he speaks, he goes real high, you know, and then he goes real low. Hello, guys, how are you? So I love him. I also had a severe speech impediment as a child, so I had to overcome that to be able to be a performer. So anytime I hear someone with a speech impediment, like his little bit of a lisp, you know, when he speaks, hey, it's so good to see you. I always try to go right to that, but I hear that in my ear.
Well, and that makes sense in a way, because having to overcome that, I guess you get really good. You're really paying attention to speech patterns and stuff much more than a lot of people that don't have that difficulty. They don't think about it as much.
Right. I did 8 years. You know, what happened was I was a kid, severe speech impediment, and I found I could do voices. So I used to do, now, right here on our show, the fabulous Garbazzo Brothers. So right away as a kid, I picked up Ed Sullivan because that was my time frame. And when I did the voices, I didn't have the impediment. So, and I was also a big ham, and I grew up in a row home neighborhood outside of Philadelphia. So there was always an audience when my neighbors were sitting outside on the steps. So there was this place for me to perform when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And then when I got into school and I was diagnosed with the impediment, they gave me 8 years of speech therapy, which was a huge help, and also helped me learn the mechanics of vocal production and helped me, you know, not just only speak better, but I had a much better understanding because I worked with speech pathologists.
More from John D. Domenico in a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to the man many consider the greatest Trump impersonator in the world, John DeDomenico. Well, I love this whole concept of working for industry. So as I thought of Las Vegas, I thought one thing that Vegas is really famous for is great chefs. And you do a couple of them. Give us a little taste of first of all, the big guy who has like five or six restaurants in town, Emeril Lagasse.
He's such a great, great character. He's so amazing, and his energy is so incredible. But I have to tell you, the one to do is Guy Fieri, baby, because he's got all the catchphrases. You know what I mean? I'm driving the bus to Flavortown, baby. That's so good, I want to slap your mama.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good fit for him. And well, I mean, he's already got a restaurant or two in Vegas, but with the Raiders coming, I know he's a big Raider fan. He goes often to a training camp and feeds him up there, so it'll be fun to have him in town more often.
Yeah, he's a great, from what I understand, he's a great guy. And I've been to many of the restaurants that he's had on Diners. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, baby, the Triple D!
Yeah, and also, now again, people need to go to YouTube because you look like these people, too. I mean, that's part of it.
It's amazing how many people I look like. It's very strange. But I love doing, you know, that's the actor in me, because I started out, you know, professionally I started as an actor and a stand-up, but which are, again, kind of a strange mix, but as an actor, when you're doing theater and studying acting, I like to be as authentic as possible, and if I can create that illusion, like 100% illusion, that you can kind of buy in, that I'm Dr. Phil. Hey, what were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, what's cool about the list of people you do is, you know, there are some, like a lot of people do Johnny Carson and so forth, but you got guys like Chris
Carson.
Well, what about Chris Matthews? I mean, that's great. I just think because nobody does him.
Yeah, Chris Matthews. You know, the thing about Chris Matthews is he's from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, and I'm from Ambler, Pennsylvania, so the area's kind of close, and I know how they speak, you know, because they kind of, am I right? Come on, you're an hard ball. Answer the question.
Yeah, and the late Billy Mays, I like that one, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. He was, you know, it was so funny. I actually had shot a couple of videos of him after he passed away. They were already on the books. And he's, I have to be a little loud. I'm going to move the mic away, but, you know, hi, I'm Billy Mays. Big and over the top. I love, like, really big characters. Because if it's someone like Austin Powers, baby, yeah! Yeah, they're fun. They have great. They're just so vocally. They're just so much fun to do. And all the Mike Myers characters are great because, you know, even someone like Dr. Evil, you know, Scott, you're just that evil enough. You're quasi evil. You're semi evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie.
Well, and you also can get in, of course, with Trump, but with other people that like to hear the sound of their own voice, like James Lipton. I saw that, and I go, okay, that's a good fit, too.
Yes, I was in New York. I was visiting a friend who actually studied with James Lipton, and James Lipton wrote a book called Inside the Actor's Studio. I just loved how self-reverential he is when he speaks, and so his affect is so specific. He's almost English, but he's not. He's like an American, wants to be English, but if he puts on the fake English accent, everyone knows he's a fraud.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, let's talk a little about you, because you're not just an impressionist. You've done acting. You've also been in a number of commercials. What's that like? I mean, that's got to be kind of fun and different, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's one, if you just go to YouTube and put John DiDomenico down, The Wall. There's a wall commercial that I worked on, but what's really cool about it, it's about the day, it's a fictional commercial where it's the day Donald Trump opens the border wall that spans the southern border of the United States. And it's very funny, but it was a really big, big production. It was hundreds of extras and a very well-known director, and an Australian news channel ripped the commercial and then put it up on their site. It ended up getting 30 million views. And working on anything, TV, films, done about 4 feature films, done a couple of series, it's always great because that's your dream as an actor. I feel the most comfortable either on a stage, live in front of people, or on a set because you're with just a bunch of creative people. And you're creating something that'll last forever. When you work on a film or a TV series or a commercial, a big budget commercial, it lasts forever. And you can point people back to it. It's like, hey, take a look at this. And that wall commercial is great because I'm really proud of my performance that day. I was under a lot of stress, but I really think I nailed it as Trump that day. It was great to be on a live stage and have Secret Service and have all these extras, yelling at you positively as they do for Trump. It was awesome.
Well, I mean, this has been what a break, a talented guy, but you got your story. The Trump thing is like a once in a lifetime thing.
But I
gotta ask you though. I was thinking about it. And I go, John, do you ever worry that this could be one of those Von Meter things where, I'm not saying anything's gonna happen to Trump, but just when he finally goes away for whatever, he goes 4 years, 8 years, what have you, are you afraid that oh God, people aren't gonna be able to remember this? Or although, how do you forget this? I guess.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, if it all ended tomorrow, I'm covered because, as you said, I do a lot of different characters, and I've been doing it. I've been, a professional actor now for 27 years, or however long it's been. Well, far too long. But I've been doing it long enough, and I'm very diversified. I'm also a writer, and I've done legitimate acting roles, and I've done off-Broadway. But this has been a stroke of luck to be in the right place at the right time, and to one of the reasons I really lucked out is I was one of the few people doing Donald Trump when he did announce. A lot of people did it here and there. Phil Hartman did it on SNL. And obviously, Daryl Hammond, who is incredible. I mean, he's absolutely the best. But for me, as a working person, as a working actor who's willing to travel and do all these corporate events and do a lot of things, someone like Daryl Hammond probably wouldn't want to do, it's been fantastic for me. And I had that long runway starting, going back to 2004, having done him back then.
Yeah.
And all the years. Because in the aggregate, I was much easier to find than somebody who just picked it up. And a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork, going to the party store, getting a crappy wig and Make America Great Again hat and a red tie, and they think they're doing Donald Trump.
Right, exactly. You've been perfecting that for years. I got one last question. Your background is similar to mine. We both went up, you grew up Catholic and so forth. And
I used to be part of my stand-up act.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because it seems like, a lot of guys I knew used to impersonate the priests and that kind of thing. Is that kind of what you did growing up? I don't know what it is about that world, but it just brings a little of that out.
Oh, well, it's funny because I think growing up Catholic, and by the way, I mean, as a writer, to me, one of the greatest things that's happened to me is being Catholic. The Catholic Mass is structure. It's like a movie or a TV show. There's amazing structure to it. And every week you get to see the structure and a new storyline, and you have great actors, because the really good priests are the actors, who can really tell the story and tell the story of the gospel and have a great homily. And I had amazing priest, Father Helduzer. That's his real name, Father Helduzer. And this guy was a World War II veteran, and he was the toughest priest I've ever come across. And then there was Father Gallagher, and then there was the new, this is the early 70s, but the hipper priest was Father Harkins, and he was the more softer, new agey kind of guy. So you get to see these personalities, and you learn a lot from it, because you learn what style you like to see, And you're seeing it every week. I learned a great deal. In my stand-up act, the closing, my whole signature bit at the end was being Catholic and going to church.
Back with more from the great John DiDomenico in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
You know how, sway me smooth, sway me now.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpas hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're talking to John DiDomenico, wonderful impersonator from Las Vegas that has taken the country by storm with his President Trump impression.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you talk about Father Gallagher, and, you know, we had those kind of priests, too, and those were the ones that had the long lines of confession because you didn't want to go to that hard guy. You might be there a while.
He wanted the soft guy. What's the guy with the soft touch?
Yeah. You want to get in and out, you know, and you're a kid especially.
I want to drive by confessional, Father. I don't want to, you know.
Well, John, you're a great guy. As people can tell, a great comic. You don't want to miss him.
Thanks.
How can we find you, you know? And if we want to hire you for one of our events,
you can hire me through the website. And and if you want to see me live, I don't do a lot of public appearances because I'm on the road a great deal. I just did the Friars last week in New York, which I was very proud to do stand up there as Trump. I did it as a stand up Trump act, but I'll probably be coming back just as myself. Everything else is pretty much online. There's hundreds of YouTube videos of all the different characters, and you can find me on my personal Facebook page or my fan page, and I usually respond to people within, you know, 12 hours if they leave a comment or want to ask me a question.
Well, we'll definitely do that. John, thanks a lot. Hope to have you on again.
Oh, Stephen, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Time now to take a look at new sports and economic development in nearby Henderson, Nevada.
Way the nation, let's go, let's go. Way the nation, let's go, let's go. Way the nation. Are you ready for some football?
We know the Oakland Raiders are going to soon be the Las Vegas Raiders, and that's an exciting thing for the city of Las Vegas. However, the city of Henderson, Nevada, is also excited. That's going to be the actual home of the Raiders in terms of their offices and so forth. It's been a big story down here, and we want to find out a little about it. And we have the perfect person to talk to, Sandy Lopez from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, covers the city of Henderson and has been at all these meetings and so forth. And Sandy, first of all, are people in Henderson, generally speaking, really excited about having the Raiders there? Or I know there's some concerns, and we'll talk about that, but is there a feeling of excitement?
There is. A lot of people are excited. At the last city council meeting back in, when was it, February, when they approved the land deal, people showed up in their Raiders jerseys and everything. So there's a lot of excitement there.
Well, the city of Henderson went pretty hard after them, right? I mean, because it's an important thing for them to have the offices there, and I understand they made a pretty attractive deal.
They did, and I believe Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak actually said that something around the lines of no one else could compete with this deal, but basically the city has 55 acres of vacant property in West Henderson, and it's appraised at $12 million, but they sold it for a little more than $6 million.
Well, and is that for the prestige of having the Raiders here? I know the other day we spoke with Mayor Goodman of Las Vegas, and she said she thought it was kind of a coup for Henderson to have that, and they're always kind of looking at what the surrounding communities. Was this sort of a way of the city fathers and mothers deciding that we want to have a little piece of this action, too, as the NFL comes to town?
It is, you know, it is a bit of that. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement, which is having an NFL team come here to Nevada. But also, the city is really interested in developing West Henderson, which has a lot of vacant land, and they basically just want to attract more businesses there. So having the Raiders in that area, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to city officials, and it's exciting to future businesses who may want to move there.
Well, let's talk a little about the opposition, because there's always opposition of these things. You mentioned, obviously, they're selling the land for much less than what its appraised value is. Were there some upset council members and also residents? Were some residents upset about it?
You know, as far as I know, the council members, they were all very excited because, again, they see this as an opportunity for economic development. But there were some residents who were concerned about the deal. They basically made comments that the Raiders are known to be gypsies and that there are other areas of the city where city officials should focus on, like the roads and you know, other things like that.
Well, they must think, though, that in this being the city council and so forth, that, you know, as they're trying to build up growth, having them is a tenant that is going to get their name all over the world.
It is, yeah. That's exactly what they think. I believe it was there was a department head that called this a game changer for the city of Henderson. And again, it is just having, you know, the Raiders there, not just practicing, but also raising their families there. Like, Henderson's really focusing on becoming a city where residents can play, work, and live there. So,
well, now you cover Henderson. I'm glad you brought that up. Talk a little about Henderson, because it is different than Las Vegas. It seems to, at least on the surface, not have any dangerous areas that you might get in a big city. And it all seems kind of reminds me of Southern California when they would just build these towns. Everything looks like it's all built at the same time.
Yeah, so Henderson is Nevada's second largest city. It's growing at a rapid rate. City officials are focusing on Henderson Strong, which is their new comprehensive plan. And yeah, I mean, basically their focus is on economic development. They want to create a, you know, better downtown where there's going to be, you know, places where people can go drink, you know, eat, just walk around. They want to make it more like a Main Street type of downtown. So they're excited for the future. There's a lot of plans out there.
Yeah, and are they looking at tourism at all, or is this strictly like for the residents? I know there's fairly nice housing across the nation, pretty reasonable prices.
They are looking at tourism, and I forget what the numbers were, but I do remember that they did some studies on how much money they'll get from tourism, and also there's the resort, which is nearby, so they do expect a lot of people to start coming to Henderson just for, you know, short vacation.
Well, we're really excited to be working with you. Now we have somebody that we know that works closely with the city of Henderson. How did you get here, Sandy? I mean, the Review Journal has been fantastic with the show, and it really is the one place where you can really go for kind of definitive answers of what's going around town. How did you get here?
So I got here back in, well, I graduated San Francisco State University back in, 2013, and I was offered an internship here, and then after 3 months, it was a summer internship, they offered me a job at The View, which is the community newspaper. I was covering North Las Vegas and the Northwest area, and then from there, I moved to the RJ, where I cover the city of Henderson. I've been doing that for, I want to say, more than a year, almost 2 years.
Well, talk about the differences. I think that's really interesting. You know, North Las Vegas, a whole nother environment. Was this kind of a, you're not from here, like some of these people that work in here have been here for decades. Was Henderson a big culture shock? Because it just seems to be quite a change.
It was just because of the way that they deal with the media was completely different. It's still, you know, there's a lot of pushback, especially in terms of public records. There could be a lot of pushback, and just in terms of transparency, I feel like they want to work with me. But again, it's just been a lot of back and forth there.
Well, you're going to get a really thick skin working with politicians and so forth. And, you know, you mentioned transparency. And I just read the other day you wrote an article with this Raiders thing. That's been some of the complaints, right, that people haven't been able to see these records. And I guess people want to really understand how these deals work as opposed to just, you know, some people going in a back room and, you know, offering Mark Davis the moon without really knowing exactly how it came to pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still waiting on those public records. So I should be getting those, I want to say, by the end of the month. So I can really see what's behind the land deal, because, you know, I feel like there's, let me see. I don't want to say too much, but I feel we'll really see how much money went into this land deal.
Right. I guess it's going to be kind of fun because, you know, assuming everything goes through the way it's planned to, while you're covering city government, you're going to see these guys around town and so forth. I would imagine that's kind of exciting in an area that really, well, got the hockey team now, but really haven't had any pro sports here.
Yeah, no, yeah. Again, like I said, a lot of people are excited. There were people from Las Vegas that were at the Henderson City Council back when they voted to approve the land deal. And they were there showing their support because they're like, this is great to have them so close by, to be able, you know, just to be able to go and meet them. And for people who live in Henderson, I mean, more than likely some of these professional players will live there and they'll raise their families there. So they'll have, you know, these neighbors out there.
You'll hear more from Sandy Lopez, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in just a few moments. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50.
50+. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50+ will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Sandy Lopez, writer from the Las Vegas Review Journal, who covers the city of Henderson. Well, and I wonder, it'll be interesting to see if that was even a part of it, because I know, you know, having been a Raider person since I was a little kid and following them, I know one of the concerns they had about where where people were going to live down here. So it's probably a really good opportunity for Henderson to introduce these people. These are people that make a whole lot of money and can afford really the very best.
It'll be great. I mean, that's one thing that city leaders were again stressing. They want to make Henderson a place where people can live, work, and play. But they also don't want to exclude anyone. So they may have these, you know, really well-paid player, professional athletes there. But they also want to make the city open to anyone who wants to live there. That's their ultimate vision.
Now, final question. Henderson as a city, again, a nice suburb of Las Vegas right now. But they're really looking. I remember talking to someone from their chamber about a year ago. They're making a hard push, and you must see it, to really grow the town as much as they can.
Oh, they are. They actually working on a story that looks more into Henderson Strong, their comprehensive plan. And I know that they do offer a lot of businesses different types of grants, either to redo the signs if the business has been there for a while, or for some businesses, I don't think they have too many more left, but they are able to waive the liquor license fee. So that's another thing that they've been doing to attract these businesses. They're also starting a push to become a smart city. So they're you know, all over the place to just make the city, you know, as attractive as possible.
You know, you mentioned smart city, and I know the city of Las Vegas is looking at that, North Las Vegas. Can you kind of explain what exactly a smart city is?
Yeah, I'm actually working on the story right now. But so from my understanding, a smart city means different things to different municipalities. But it's basically trying to incorporate technology into the city to make things easier for residents. So, for example, in Henderson, they may look at using drones, for example, to bring a first aid kit or water to a hiker that's injured. And that way, so if they don't have anyone that can get to them right away, at least the drone can, you know, be there faster. And then they can, you know, send someone there.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, if you want to know about the city of Henderson and you want to keep following this Raider deal as well, you can follow the work of Sandy Lopez. You're in the Review Journal. How do we get a hold of you, or, you know, where do we look on the web to get a hold of what you're writing about?
Well, you can always feel free to just look up Sandy Lopez on the RJ's website, or I'm also at Twitter at Journalism Sandy. So anyone can contact me there, or my email, slopez@reviewjournal.com.
We will do that. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, Sandy, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time.
Coming up next, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Time now for your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Apparently, there's a thing that's called Illusion Mental. It's the first Spanish show, I guess, on the Strip. That's going to be at the Planet Hollywood as well. Is that something we're going to see more of now? Because as more people come in, and it's already an international site, but as more people come in and more Americans speak Spanish, are we going to see more of that thing, do you think?
I don't know, but I know you have said it incorrectly. It is Ilusión Mental. That's the name of the show. It is, yeah, the first headline show, all Spanish, in Las Vegas. I don't know that it's really going to catch on. It's hard to tell. I'm sure it's a good quality show. It's this young guy. He does mentalism. I'm not a fan of mentalism because mentalism does not actually exist. But am I allowed to say that? I'm allowed to have opinions, right? I think it's one of those things where you kind of throw it against the wall to see if it'll stick. But believe me, there were all Spanish shows and they did well, other people would be doing it. I think you still kind of have to play to the mainstream, because the one thing I heard when that show was announced was, well, yes, there are ton of Spanish speaking visitors, but you're alienating everybody else. It's the Lucky Dragon syndrome, because the Lucky Dragon, it was all of our dealers speak Chinese. Well, that's great, but if I don't speak Chinese, am I still going to have a good time? So I think it's worth a try. I guess that's what I would say, is why not do it? Well, I don't know if it's a trend, but why not have an all-Spanish show? Huge number of people speak Spanish. Give it a try. It's like, if there were a lot of people from Norway coming and, you know, do a show in Nordic or whatever language they speak, you know, like, give it a try, because it's always in Vegas. It's always follow the money. If it doesn't make money, it's going away. If it does make money, there's going to be 10 more. And you're going to see a show in every imaginable language. You're going to see there's going to be the Dutch show, and there's going to be the Swedish show. And you're going to see, the Russian show, it's all going to be in there. But at this point, it's hard to tell. It's kind of, again, it's like a marketing hook, but it remains to be seen if it's going to succeed.
I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment, at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Thanks for joining us this week. Next week, you'll meet David Halberstam discussing the world of sports announcing, and in particular, the great Howard Cosell, who was a regular visitor here in Vegas, covering the world of boxing. This is Stephen Maggi saying goodbye and reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Beaver! opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.